Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
On Tuesday, the J-pop and alternative hotspot hits your eardrums on No Borders, No Race.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, with the live issues program's post-episode recaps on live right after your favorite shows and taking all of your questions.
It's going down each week, only in the land of Ash. Nerdcore at its finest.
Greetings, listeners. This is your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo. Welcome to part four of No Borders, No Races, Top 100 Albums of 2006 to 2015, in honor of our 10th anniversary. Before we dive in, I want to give another special thanks to Ninja Sista and Pandalicious of the Electric Sisterhood for bringing us on board roughly 8 years ago. Thanks to them giving us a chance, No Borders, No Race has evolved into a massive powerhouse of a J-pop alternative program, be it via spinning some of Japan's best and brightest stars, or through bridging our series to others in crossovers with the likes of Wicked Anime, Scarlet Rhapsody, and the Region 2 show. Thanks to Esh, our reach has gone global, chatting with developers and journalists from Spain, Sweden, Denmark, Australia, and England. I'd say United Kingdom, but who knows how long they'll be still united for. At any rate, without Electric Sisterhood, I have no idea where we'd be right now. They gave me a purpose, and from day one, I made it my goal to bring you the very best in music, anime, and the gaming world. And on the subject of the very best, let's get the fourth part of our top 100 albums of 2006 to 2015 underway. Play us in, Street Sweeper Social Club.
We're going to be doing one thing and one thing only. Killing crappy music.
Know where the talent is?
Coming to you live from Salem, Massachusetts, sister city of Ocean, Japan, WMWM Salem, Omni Street Inc., the Boston Bastard Brigade, and Psychological Productions proudly present No Borders, No Race, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
100 little curses.
We'll be starting the list off at number 40, and it comes to us from the very talented and folky J-pop artist, Yui. 2007's Can't Buy My Love was an album that only defied the so-called sophomore slump, but also managed to put one over her debut record, From Me to You. With its charming melodies and soft sensibility, Yui brought forth an album that was both pleasing to the ears and soothing to the soul, which is why Can't Buy My Love is here on our list at number 40. From Can't Buy My Love, this is Yui with Rolling Stone.
まで見たような世界は争いもなき平和な日常 got her revenge, ain't boys, that's off to her. Sally Bones, she got a man and he got really hurt. Me and my friends have some good ideas, but I swear that time got so damn weird. I got out alive at 35, I don't think I'll ever go back. But I remember that gin nearly made off with a foot for one drink. I bought back her hair, Sally Bones, she looked at me and sighed. It was so cold, and it ain't no thing about the promise ring. So surely it's so boring. It's just a bunch of bullets that I can't stand. I got let to do enough as by. Well, you she bought the bar, now everybody watch for her. Sally Bowles, mine hair blew to a coffin, she's a star. But the bully boy starts and nothing but fun. Damn, the drummer's taking tips and suggestions to give me facts. The visions I used to play, it's like walking through a minefield every day. How do you do? That's Mr. Anarchist to you. You think your scene's dead? Well, mine got killed by some dimwit triumph of the will. From the orgy shows to the full wet bars, to the front line squats, to the culture wars, I'm gonna hit you with a dogma or the lecture in. This is a purely personal thing. You see, Papa Chin didn't have no friends from those bulls that came to her. It's Sally Bowles, man, he got pushed up against the wall. Every time I see a Swiss bank, I spit. Savers in control when I mean it. He was coming to eye in the cattle cars. How damn do you do that? Simple member! Oh, 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 oh.
Beautiful chaos is always on order when the World Inferno Friendship Society is around. And in 2007, Jack Terrycloth and his musical hooligans presented this planet with a story about famed actor Peter Lorre in the form of Addicted to Bad Ideas. Filled with the desire to dominate the world and waltz with its lovers in tow, the World Inferno Friendship Society's punk, ska, and jazz fusions were just the right amount for listeners to forget about their troubles for just a little bit. Hence why Addicted to Bad Ideas is here on our list at number 39. The song you just heard was, and I might butcher this title very, very much so, Ich Allen mich in der Weimar Republik. You know, you'd think that I'd get German pronunciation down by now, what with all the Rammstein I listen to. Alright, let's move on to number 38. And for number 38, Anna Suchia, she's one Japanese pop rockin' rule breaker that I'm always glad to see do her own thing. And in 2006, with the success of the anime Nana, Anasuchiya unleashed her debut LP, Strip Me, to the Japanese listener base, and proceeded to lay claim the entire J-pop realm with one fell swoop. The rocking opener Zero, the fantastic Cyndi Lauper cover True Colors, and that ass-shaking closer Slap That Naughty Body were just the sound of Anna's talents merely coughing before her true musical embodiment presented herself. Strip Me is an album that many musicians would kill to debut with, which is why it lands here at number 38. Here now is Anasuchiya with the opening theme to Nana in the hit song from Strip Me, Rose.
Oh, no. 刺さるこのキス 破られた
Electric Eelshock are the true kings of heavy metal, a statement that's true to any person who's seen them live in concert. And seeing as I've seen them three times in two different continents, I can vouch that their truthiness. Their 2007 album, Trans World Ultra Rock, continued to prove that the trio of Aki, Kazuto, and Jayan were a metal force to never reckon with. Thanks to their hard yet catchy melodies like Big Mistake in Limousine, along with their tribute to legendary manga and anime character Ashita no Joe. Transworld Ultra Rock is worthy of and a 21 Devil Horn salute, which is why it's on our list at number 37. The song you just heard was Trans America Ultra Rock. Jack White once again pops up on our list, this time taking the solo route with his 2012 album Blunderbuss. The man who made vinyl popular again brought some folk and country twang to his garage rock mentality, going from romantic tracks like Love Interruption, sing-alongs in the form of I Guess I Should Go to Sleep, and face-melting rock anthems like Freedom at 21. Jack White saved rock and roll from going extinct, and his first foray into the solo realm showed that he was capable of keeping rock alive well, which is why Blunderbuss is on our list. 36. Here now is Jack White with Trash Tongue Talker.
I got no truck with your woman always coming over when I ain't home. You hand a bug to me, baby, try your luck too tired of getting my song.
She sleeps with one eye open. the price she'll pay. I took a knife and cut out her arm. I took it home and watched it wither and die. Well, she's lucky that I didn't slip by smile. That's why she sleeps with one eye open. But that's the price she'll pay. Filthy fingers out of my pie. I said, hey, hey, girl, with one eye, I'll cut your little heart out, 'cause you made me cry. I slipped my hand under her skirt.
Florence and the Machine managed to capture lightning in a bottle with their 2009 debut album, Lungs, which, like the Japanese pop realm, had the embodiment of so many different styles cranked into one single album. Pop melodies from Cosmic Love, foot stomping rock via Kiss with a Fist, and sultry folk in I'm Not Calling You a Liar showcase the power and emotion that Florence Welch brings to the microphone every single time. Number 35 on our list, Lungs by Florence and the Machine. And the song you just heard was Girl with One Eye. Sweden's The Hives always comes charging full speed, thanks to its lively frontman Howling Peel at the steering wheel. That in-your-face attitude worked wonders on their 2012 record Lex Hives, which began with the cannonball shot in the face known as Come On. This was an album only for the most swaggerific of rock lovers, with Take Back the Toys, Go Right Ahead, and the hand-clapping Midnight Shifter bringing forth some of the liveliest rock and roll to come out of the Scandinavian landscape. It's why Lex Hives is on our list at number 34, and from that album is 1,000 Ants.
If you need a lonely, lonely life, and if you've been constantly asking why, 'cause you got nothing to say, God knows you got nothing to say. I'm on the phone for much too long, got happiness today. If you got a non-consuming need,
Has evolved into one hell of an alt-rock unit, starting with their 2008 debut and transforming their entity with 2010's Contra. However, it was 2013's Modern Vampires of the City when Ezra Cohen and his Yale alumnus Looking Pals brought their A-game with its Wes Anderson-like personality and Phil swing. Whether you're in a spiritual mood with Yeah Hey or getting your groove on in step, Vampire Weekend's third album was simply a marvel to listen to, which is why it comes to you on this list at number 33. The song you just heard was Dying Young. We now go from high-class sounds to something rather naughty. The duo of Jesse Hughes and Joshua Homme have concocted the most ultimate of BFF collaborations with Eagles of Death Metal. The sophomore record Death by Sexy was the band at its most fun and dirty, with its rump-shaking opening I Want You So Hard, titty-swinging Solid Gold, and knee-slapping speedrun in the desert with Chase the Devil. If this is how Sexy kills, they best make sure they renew their license every year to make more of it happen. Number 32 on our list, Death by Sexy, and Eagles of Death Metal, and this little number goes by the name of Cherry Cola.
Yeah. town lay a boy when the village I fled to some southern flung place all about I had read. I said, give me a year and I'll return again. Then a year turned to two and then two turned to ten. Oh, and 17 summers I gave to this city. I was only a boy when to London I came, chancing my luck on some fortune of fame. Well, still they elude me, but still I remain. The dirty old river, it runs through my veins. Oh, and 17 summers to this city with many a lover that came and then went. All the friends and the stories I think of them daily. On these rotten streets my best days have been spent.
Skinny Lister first wowed us with their opening set at a Floggin' Molly show, and their debut album, Forged Flaggin', was proof that you could perfectly capture a rowdy night at a pub in a nice little CD or record format. From its opener, If the Gift Don't Let Us Down, and a pub slammin' take on John Kanaka, to their dancing good time at a 40-pound wedding and the beautiful imagery of colors, Forged Flaggin' was English folk music at its finest in years, which is why our bud Skinny Lister show up on our list at number 37. The song you just heard was 17 Summers. The loss of Hideki Yoshimura of Bloodthirsty Butchers was definitely a hard one to swallow, as he had one of the most unique rock voices in Japan. While our hearts are still heavy by his presence being no longer there, we can always at least look at what Bloodthirsty Butchers contributed to the Japanese rock scene to keep his memory alive. The best album of theirs to do that is certainly with 2007's Guitarist Wo Kurosanaide, number 30 on our top albums list. Yoshimura roars with fiery passion better here as the rest of his Butchers strap you in to some of the best heavy rock Japan has to offer. From Guitarist Wo Kurosanaide, here are Bloodthirsty Butchers with Story. Thank you. Supreme in Norway, and no band does it better than Turbo Negro. 2007's Retox was the final record with Hank Von Helvet fronting the Merrymakers of Mayhem, and it brought to the table their best work since Apocalypse Dudes. A fantastic blend of hard, metalish rock and comedic lyrics, which are featured in the likes of What Is Rock, Hell to Pay, and The Sexy I Wanna Come. Retox was Turbo Negro at its most hardcore and pervertedly obscene, hence why it lands on our list at number 29. The song you just heard was Stroke the Shaft. Make it last. We come back to the Boston area with this cabaret punk duo that have brought both smiles and heartache to fans all across the world. With Amanda Palmer on piano and Brian Viglione on drums, the Dresden Dolls was and still is a theatrical explosion that was simply revolutionary. Their 2006 album, Yes Virginia, played with sexual identity and sex changes, drinking with your heavy-livered pals and my alcoholic friends, embracing the sunniest of beaches and the surprisingly poppy shores of California, and lifting the voices of every listener in sync. Emotional but always smiling Lucy, Yes Virginia saunters onto our list at 28. Here now are the Dresden Dolls with Backstabber.
The record goes from blue to gold. So thank you for all your help. I know you want to jump around, but try to contain yourself. You always struck me as the type to take it lightly, but now you're gonna have to shut your mouth and fight me. Oh, backstabber, backstabber. Oh,
らは左手に一握りの不安と右手に一握りの自信を持ってこの時代を歩いている。早すぎる変化と遅すぎる変革等に挟まれて苛む。汗た半を計らむ朝というに微妙、担当食べてために美酒をたしなむ。術をすねた女神は隠しながらはにかまれる六角形の体重構造。土地を枯れて愛なる人口の住みかで野生の感が泣いていく。いつからか自ら布をきれいで覆ってしまった肉体を電球見たか裸の方が輝く。考え事をした末に別のことをつぶやく。上辺だけの繕いで済ませてはささくれる。金がける神やするの水と銀皿と尖っていた角度もいやらしく丸くなる。グリに回した頭はネジみたいにバカになって歩く。帽子かけたちがたまり場に入り浸るビッタリ散るつもれど、いつかダンとなる下りに風が吹けばどんなものは里に帰り着く。舗装されたあぜ道、人の肌を尻目に過ぎてゆく情景と塗装された花道。いずれ訪れるだろう競争の命日、武装する子供たちの競争の生い立ち。だって喜ばれるのは素の反応よりも迫真の演技。眠っているもなかは七輪の上のエリンギ。ノータ打ち回れど起きた時に興ざめ、まな板に横たわれ腹を裂かれた蝶ザメ。だって宿した我が子を搾取されることや、その様をひけらかして拍手されることのもどかしさと小恥ずかしさ、物悲しさ全部ひっくるめたら酷なお約束さ。みんな受け売りの連想ゲームなのさ、それが押し売りの添付メールなのさ。迷惑をかけ帰り見てもなおも誘惑するから、そんなに注目されることに執着するなら、防音過去の独房を匿名で志願して先祖のいるお彼岸に苦死に神と志願すれば、防弾加工の窓口で受付が笑っている。これはほんの一瞬の幻覚だと分かっている。ここで納得できるかね、全てがかかっている。神経を集中させて丁寧に測っている。猶予という名のもののけは誰の味方だ。残る尺を知る審判と仲良くできる方だ。遥か以前から血の中で続いている矛盾と偽善の一善でご馳走をつついている。いつもこれで最後かとくくって飯を食っている。夢が壊れて兵士は明日の無事を祈っている。今の打者に投げる新しい文法を探っている。湿った決め玉を握って股間をまさぐっている。肩を破ろうとして行間に座り込んでいる。ページを開こうにも回線がかなり混んでいる。平等であるはずのわずかな時間を割いている。衝動に駆られて歩きながら詩を書いている。木を殺してできた紙に生きた証を吸っている。皮を汚して運が使いで音楽を作っている。砂の上のように減る充電池が灯している。液晶の画面が照らす文字盤を叩いている。スタンタ遊園地の残骸が語っている。列車がやがて迎える終点を飾っている。人は新聞を捨てでももっと賢くあれると、季節に沿った旬の幸せをかじると、猫の絵付け見たく束縛の逆が適度の付き合いを図る。柵のために尺に触る温度の誤差を鳴らすために幾バッタ詰めれば愛と距離を許すゆとりを足して割って持てると。詳細にこだわっていた縛りから放たれて、詳細を聞くためにポツポツと現れて、焚き火の断乱見たく無言でも伝わる。静かな熱が夜の更けで足をも緩める。遺跡の淵に座って未来に逆らっている。姿を横目で見て心房が高鳴っている。自然と触れ合った指先を絡める。見たくとろけそうな檻になぜか重なる。過去の青写真の色彩はぐんと増していて、手をかざすくらいに眩しい方角を目指す僕らは、左手に一握りの不安と右手に一握りの自信を持ってこの時代を歩いている。
Rapper Shingo 2 has brought his message of peace, love, and fighting the good fight for many years. And on his 2008 album Waikyoku, his flow and rhythm meshed with the funk, jazz, and rock beat styles that helped this record transcend genres. The Pink Floyd-like Shakunetsu, Psycho's reggae fusion, the traditional Japanese-sounding Kushi Tokanzashi, and the two-parter Bijou, telling the story of a hunter and princess freeing a creature and the war that tries to tear the two lovers apart. Original, organic, and filled with equal book and street smarts, Shigo 2's Waikyoku is one Japanese hip-hop album that's worthy of being deemed a classic. It appears here on our top albums list at number 27, and the song you just heard was Shoso. The rise in popularity of the folk rock scene has led to some pretty talented musicians appearing out of the woodwork, most of them being members of the Decemberists. In 2009, Colin Molloy and friends unleashed the folk rock opera The Hazards of Love, telling the story of a woman named Margaret falling for the shape-shifting William, only for her to be kidnapped by the villainous Rake while William deals with the overprotective Forest Queen. It's dark, tragic, and catchy tunes made it one of the most memorable rock operas in ages, crashing like ocean waves onto our list at number 26. From The Hazards of Love is a song about triple infanticide. It's called The Rake Song.
I had entered into a marriage in the summer of my 21st year, and the bells rang for our wedding. Only now do I remember it clear. All right, all right, all right. No more a rake and no more a bachelor.
After a heart attack took the life of bassist Billy, Guitar Wolf took a couple years to regroup and recruit newest member Ugg. The ultimate tribute to Billy's legacy had to be made, and what better way for Guitar Wolf to accomplish this than to record one of their most memorable albums of their career, 2007's Dead Rock. Never slowing down for a second, Dead Rock contains that loud-as-hell trademark sound that made Guitar Wolf famous, especially in the likes of Sex Napoleon, High Schooler Action, and their rendition of Bruce Springsteen's Fire. No better way to honor a fallen comrade than to go all guns blazing for all the glory in the world. And Dead Rock succeeded with Flying Colors, which is why it's on our list at number 25. The song you just heard was Fighting Rock. After the success of their 2004 debut Hot Fuss, the Killers roamed a path more akin to the arena rock styles of U2, Duran Duran, and Dire Straits, just to name a few. The end result was their second album, Sam's Town, which, at the time, was divided upon critics as being either loved or hated. However, by last decade's end, the positivity overwhelmed the negativity, as it appeared on many best of the decade lists and even scored the title of most underrated album of the decade by Rolling Stone, whom initially gave the record a measly 2-star rating. Sam's Town was Brandon, Dave, Mark, and Ronnie embracing the rock of the heartland, and is considered by many in their fandom to be their best record to date, myself included. It's here on our list at number 24, and from Sam's Town, here are the Killers with Read My Mind.
I'm on the corner of Main Street, just trying to keep it in line. You say you want to move on, and you say I'm falling behind. Can you read my mind? Can you read my mind? I never really gave up on breaking out of this two-star town. I got the green light, I got a little fight. I'm gonna turn this thing around. Can you read my mind? Can you read my mind? The good old days, the honest man, the restless heart, the promised land, the subtle kiss that no one sees, a broken
スだもん。
Love them or hate them, Baby Metal changed the metal scene with their 2014 self-titled debut, bringing forth a level of positivity and cuteness never seen or heard in the metal realm before. Sue, Yui, Moe, and their backing commie band delivered one of the most memorable debuts ever conceived, thanks to such catchy songs as Megatsune, Doki Doki Morning, and the powerful anti-bullying anthem Ijime Dame Zattai. It also got the attention from the likes of Metallica, Slayer, Anthrax, Judas Priest, and many other metal legends. And while so-called elitists still won't stop being salty, those like myself who have given in to Baby Metal's charms and talent know that this cute Japanese trio have a very long and prosperous future ahead of them. Number 23 on our list, Baby Metal's self-titled debut, and the song you just heard was Catch Me If You Can. One-third Led Zeppelin, one-third Foo Fighters, and one-third Queens of the Stone Age. Together, the team of bassist John Paul Jones, drummer Dave Grohl, and guitarist Josh Homme formed the ultimate supergroup imaginable, Them Crooked Vultures. What they churned out in their 2009 self-titled debut album shook up the foundation of rock and roll. Elephants, Mind Eraser, No Chaser, Caligula, and even the trippy interlude with Ludes were some of the most heart-pounding and fist-pumping rock imaginable, and it took the talents of three of the greatest rock bands ever conceived to make it a reality. Them Crooked Vultures' self-titled debut flies onto our list at number 22, and from that album is Scumbag Blues. are just 4/5 of the way done with our top 100 albums list. The end is getting closer. The end is getting closer. So before we spin a track from number 21 for you, let's jump into our usual promo stuff. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our friend Sawa Sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can find me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com, on Twitter at king_baby_duck, and on Twitch at twitch.tv/bombmysteryinc. Like us on facebook.com/bostonbastardbrigade and on facebook.com/lineofesh. And also, don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, Smashed Rook, and Nerd Crave. And now, we leave you something from the 21st best album of the last 10 years. Roaring like a tiger and cooing like a dove at the exact same time, Niku Case has proven to be one of our generation's most talented and beautiful vocalists around. This was ever so apparent in her 2013 record, The Worse Things Get, The Harder I Fight, The Harder I Fight, The More I Love You. With a little venom in her heart, she takes down fat-fingered bullies in May, reflects at her youth in I'm From Nowhere, and embraces a hurt child in the powerful a cappella Nearly Midnight, Honolulu. The Worst Things Get is an album that both haunts and comforts its listeners in the most wondrous of ways, which is why it pounces on our list at number 21. Here now is Niku Case with Night Still Comes. Until next time, this is your King Baby Duck telling you to stick around for the final part of our top 100 albums countdown.
My brain makes drugs to keep me slow. A hilarious joke for some dead pharaoh, but now not even the masons know what drug will keep that from coming. There are so many tools that are made from my hands, but the tide smashes all my best laid plans to sand. And there's always someone to say it's easy for me, but I revenge myself all over myself. There's nothing you can say to me. You never held it. Catch a falling star, because you can't hold it. Up some sonnets, would you call me a miracle? I'm gonna go where my urge leads no more, swallowed waist deep in the gore of the forest. A boreal feast, let it finish me please, 'cause I've revenged myself all over myself. There's nothing star,
Hey guys, this is Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and host of the No Borders, No Race podcast. What you hear each week on our show is but a mere taste of what you can expect from these talented artists from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. So if you enjoyed something from this week's selections, go to cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, or your local record store to help give these artists your support. We always give our readers and listeners the links to the albums from the respective songs we've spun. So if something resonated with you, give that album name a click and get that record in your possession. Who knows? That one album purchase may help to bring your favorite J-pop artist one step closer to your town. So until next time, keep your volume dimed out and remember to spread the Japanese music revolution wherever your roads take you.